leaving a tube exposed that dangled like an old spark plug wire coated in gooey crimson.
"Brock bet a lot of money on you,"
Freddy reminded him.
"He bet it on the dog."
"Yeah, but you know what he does if he loses."
Clayton made a face, knowing exactly what he did. An image of Ralph flashed in his mind. He shook it away.
"And that was just $5,000,
continued Freddy.
"What was the total loss on Bruiser?"
"Between Brock and his business associates, 12.
Clayton's legs suddenly felt as if they were filled with warm liquid. He dropped to his knees, splashing in a sticky puddle of dog blood.
"I'm fucking dead."
"You told him it was a sure thing."
Clayton remembered his pitch to Brock, how poised and convincing he'd sounded, and cocky, arrogant. Bruiser had won 3 fights in a row, and he'd become convinced his dog was unstoppable.
"Brock might have bet knowing he'd lose, just to prove a point to me for being so full of my own shit."
Ralph's head was full of shit. Clayton absently rubbed a hand over his scalp. He looked around the old barn as if an answer to all his problems was hidden somewhere around him. Freddy had used his parents' dilapidated barn for all the dogfights. And it was a good spot, too, tucked far away from civilization. The police had never once been by to investigate, though they must have known of its existence. Clayton had always assumed that was because a guy like Brock had bribed most of them. Now he was 12,000 short, and it was Clayton's fault.
"Bullshit! It was Bruiser's fault! He was the one killed by a damn half-breed!"
"You got all quiet,"
said Freddy. He wanted to stand up, grab Freddy by the shoulders, and shake him until he understood why he'd lost the mood for conversation. Instead, he just sighed.
"Scared of what Brock's gonna do to ya?"
Freddy asked.
"Duh, shit fuckwad.
Don't have to get all bitchy about it."
"Why don't I? I'm probably gonna die. Don't you understand that?"
"Maybe not."
"Really? You got 12,000 just lying around that we can pay him back with?"
"No, but he owes me a favor. Maybe I can get him to give you a little time to come up with some money."
Hearing that didn't make Clayton feel any better. That wasn't a solution, nor was it a plan. All Freddy could do, if he was even telling the truth, was delay the inevitable.
Drag it out.
Somehow, the idea of prolonging matters made him feel even worse. But it was also more than he could come up with on his own.
"What kind of favor does he owe you?"
asked Clayton. Freddy's thin lip curled, showing a speck of brown teeth.
"Don't worry about that."
Clayton, on his knees, looked up at Freddy.
"You really think it'll work?"
"I can convince him," said Freddy. "He'll hold off for a little bit, but he won't forget."
"Good. I just need some time to think. Try and come up with something. Maybe I could ask Teresa."
Doubtful. She'd kicked him out. He should have known if he was going to bring other women into the bed he shared with his girlfriend, he needed to make sure there were no stains left behind. Besides, she didn't have that kind of money.
"I do this favor for you," said Freddy,
his breaths turning wheezy.
"You have to do a favor for me."
Clayton noticed the goofy grin on Freddy's chubby face, a tight line between 2 pudgy cheeks. Freddy swallowed hard, as if a rock was in his throat. It was loud, the thick wetness dropping into his stomach.
"What the fuck you talking about, Freddy?"
"If you want me to buy you some time, you've got to do something for me."
Clayton felt himself shrink inside.
"You're not getting weird on me, are you?"
"No, not weird. I just think it's deserved. I've been kissing your ass for so long. I think it's time you showed me some appreciation. You're already in the position for it. On your knees."
"You want me to kiss your ass?"